Welcome to our pre-show here for Monday, the 15th, right? What's tomorrow, man? Tomorrow, there's something happening tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 15th. There's something going on tomorrow, Henry. I know that we've got Atlanta at the end of the month. That's going to be a real nutty weekend because we're doing our marathon. It's a free marathon, and I'm going to be gone by the time the marathon wraps at midnight Sunday. I'll be on a fucking plane to Atlanta for 3 days. Then I might as well tell you that for my birthday this year, I'm going a long fucking way away. I'm going to the Maldives, man. And you know where that is? That's south of India. That's in the Indian Ocean. That's where I'm going. And I'm probably going to be gone about 11, 12 days. I'll be back, but I'm just deciding I got to get the fuck out of here, man. It's got nothing to do with you guys. It has nothing to do with anything, really. I just want to get the fuck out of here. I just want to get the fuck out of here, you know? And who fucking knows what I'll find when I come back? There may be no fucking country left when I come back, but I'm coming back. And I'll come back to you guys and we'll do our thing, but I just got to get the fuck out of here, you know, and I'll come back with lots of pictures and, you know, maybe I'll do, if I can, I seriously, if I can do a Facebook Live out of the fucking Maldives, then you and I are, we are destined to be. Probably. Why not? People do goddamn, I've seen people doing goddamn periscopes from fucking the middle of goddamn the Gobi Desert. I got Periscope. I'm all groovy on Periscope. Maybe we'll do that. I don't know how many of you guys have Periscope, you know, but that's a groovy thing too, you know.
Phil, I just want to ask you a question. Where are you going and what are you doing and who are you and what the fuck do you think you're going to try to pull now, Henry? Now, what in the hell, Phil, is going on here, man, with your goddamn... I don't know. I have no idea. Testing 1, 2. What? Why is that so... Oh, you know what? You fucking whore. Get a load of that, man.
That's what happened. Okay, let's just do this. My master got bumped, bitch. My master got bumped, bitch. My master got bumped, bitch. My master got bumped. Testing 1, 2, 3, bitch. My master got bumped, bitch. My master got bumped, bitch. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, bitch. The master got tweaked. It got tweaked. And my music. Groovy. Groovy. Testing 1, 2. Herb?
Yes, all right. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. It still is a little hot, isn't it, Phil, if you'll pardon the expression. Oh, Christ on a crutch. The thing is goddamn well peaking here, Phil. What is the story here, man? Testing 1, 2, 3.
What is that, mother?
Testing 1, 2. I don't know, man. I'm very, very disturbed by this. Testing 1, 2, 3. I've got to... Testing. Well, we have to do this. Test, 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 test. What in the fuck? Testing. 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 Testing, 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 testing. There, we tweaked it. We pushed it down a little bit, you know. Well, Phil, I'm curious because a lot of your listeners, if you'll let I put that in quotations, because who knows if they listen or they're just sitting staring slack-jawed into the abyss of a foggy New England morning, you know. And they have their coffee, and they're listening to your ridiculous podcast, and it's all making sense to them. And then they run out into the snow, and they embrace a moose or anything that's anything living. It could be someone checking all of the sumps and the septic tanks in the neighborhood. Testing 1, 2, 3. And so, you know, that's my thing, Phil. And they're looking at it.
Well, that's really interesting. That's really interesting, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I have always been a believer in the philosophy as follows. Leave the goddamn master where it's supposed to be, and if you need to tweak it up and back and this, then the main, then your source, you can go ahead and tweak the volume there, but leave the master where it is. It's kind of like what Renfield said. Leave the master where it is. And that. Okay. Well, hello? Hello? Because I don't know, man. You know, I'm like, testing 1, 2? Yeah. All right. Applebee's, all you can eat. Who eats at Applebee's? Where? Why? If I'm going to do the, it's what I call the coffee shop thing. That's what that is, the coffee shop? The coffee shop thing is, I guess Applebee's. Okay. No, I mean, I don't do that anymore. I used to go to, it was, you know, the standby was Denny's, and then you went to Billy's, and then you went to Biffy's. No, I used to do Marie Callender's, that shit. Then we had one here in California. I guess they had it all over the, maybe they had it, I don't know. Copper Penny. You guys remember Copper Penny? Christ, we lived at Copper Penny. Used to have coffee. If they sold drinks at Copper Penny, we would have lived at that goddamn place. Then we had one here in Pasadena called Tonio's, which was an Italian place, but we didn't give a shit. That's where we went for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Seriously, breakfast, you know. It's an Italian restaurant. Who goes to an Italian restaurant for breakfast? You do? Man, there's something wrong with you. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. So, we'll just leave that motherfucker there, okay? Okay? Okay.
Well, I saw you, you were discussing me, Herb Sewell.
We were, yeah.
And do you mind me asking the nature of that?
No, I was just, people were asking where the inspiration, where you, who, you know, a lot of people hear a lot of William F. Buckley in you, and,
Well, yes, William F. Buckley, I admired William F. Buckley, but you mentioned George MacCready.
Yeah, you remind me a little bit of George MacCready, the actor.
Now, I happen to know a little bit about George MacCready, because...
That whole thing when you go, that reminds me of William Daniels.
Who?
William Daniels, the actor who was the voice of Kit on Knight Rider, and he was also Dustin Hoffman's father in The Graduate, and he was also, he was in Reds with Warren Beatty.
I don't know William Daniels, but...
Well, he did that thing when he was...
Did he in life or in a movie?
He did it really in just The Graduate.
So that was a character affectation. That was not what William Daniels himself did. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Say that again?
Would I be correct in assuming that? Why is it sound bad? All right, hey. Sounds like the... Is there an overhead speaker?
There's always an overhead speaker, Herb. It's called God.
Oh, aren't you heavy? You are heavy.
We all have that overhead speaker. God. Still like trucks rolling by, shit. So anyway, A.J. Pollock hit a 326-foot home run at Fenway tonight, today, this after. And, is that my guy? And, they say that's the shortest home run hit by a Dodger in 10 years. Okay. All right, I'll bite. Then what was the shorter, that's the shortest, then before that, what was the shortest? There must have been one shorter. So there must have been a ballpark with a shorter fence. Oh, you know what? That's an American League park. And how often do they play the Red Sox? What's the rotation? How do the teams, how does the National League and the American League play, you know, how many games a year out of the 162 that are played against the opposite league, you know? And when they began interleague, when did they begin interleague play? I don't remember, but obviously the Dodgers play the American League a certain number of those 162 games. I can't imagine it's very many. They probably play, do they play every team once? Well, that's impossible. You'd have to play a series. You'd play at least a 2-game or 3-game series, so you can't play every team just once. Or can you? Tony Romo easily defends celebrity golf title. All right. By the way, that goddamn Wimbledon, what about that, huh? And I tweeted, and I'm not just saying you should have seen this, but let me just tell you what I tweeted. I said, great Wimbledon final. It was fantastic between that guy Djokovic and our man Federer. Federer is the greatest, isn't he, though? I mean, that guy, he was a cool, calm, and collected customer. One thing Federer doesn't do that I hear everybody else does, he doesn't do that, you know, that yelling and that shit. I really wanted him to win, but hey, you know, that other kid was fantastic. But I got to tell you, most people that watch Wimbledon don't play tennis, okay? Now, you have to understand, tennis, like golf, is a sport that most people have never played. Baseball, it's possible most people have never played baseball, but baseball is a far, far greater number of people that have played baseball, far greater number of people that have played basketball and football, to be honest with you, because those are all sports that are, quite frankly, played at even the elementary school level and high school level. Not all high schools have fucking golf and tennis teams. Not all, you know, not all neighborhoods have golf and tennis clubs. But you can play baseball just about anywhere. Now, the reason why I say all of that is we get into this final that went five sets, and it went to what is called the tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker happens when each player has won 12 sets each. Okay, you have game, set, match. You have to win up to seven games, sometimes seven games, to win a set. And then you have to win three sets to win the match. Now then, when you get to the fifth set, however, everything changes. The scoring changes. When you get to the sixth set, if you will, there's a tiebreaker. What am I talking about? Yeah, when you get to the fifth set, there's a tiebreaker. So the fifth set, where you ordinarily would win either with six or seven games, depending, you have to win by two games at least. Unless you win by seven, then you can win by one. Believe me, tennis is completely fucked up in its scoring, and this is where I get to the point of what I'm saying. ABC didn't even have the brains or the energy or the strength to tell the audience, okay, we're now in that tiebreaker game. Okay, they've won 12 games each in this fifth set. You don't have to win two more sets to win, two more games to win the set. They're not going to go, for instance, tied at 12. You don't have to win two more to get to 14-12. That's the old rules would have dictated that. The new rules say tied at 12, you go to the tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker no longer uses 30-love, 40-love, any of that weird fucking scoring. They just do up to 7 points. 7 points wins the last tiebreaker game. And then you win, as it was today, 13 sets to 12 sets. I know it sounds fucking crazy. I agree with you. But it would have been less crazy had these fucking dim bulbs at ABC told you how many motherfucking points you need to win that fucking game. How many points do we need to win the game? And I've figured out how many points you need to win a regular game. This is a tiebreaker game. So nothing, zero, no information at all from Chris Fowler, who is doing the so-called play-by-play along with the McEnroes, Patrick and John. Two very, very experienced and informative and knowledgeable tennis men. They were players. John McEnroe won goddamn Wimbledon, so they know what they're fucking talking about. Thank you very much. I got that. You, Fowler, what do you do for a living? I can't figure out what that motherfucker was sitting in that booth for the whole goddamn, you know, all the time I saw him during the women's and the men's final. I don't know what that fucking guy did. Well, there she is. You know, she's using her backhand. Who gives a flying fuck? Give me some fucking basic information. What's the fucking score? I don't give a fuck if you guys are putting up on the screen. I'm looking at this tiebreaker game, and I'm thinking, we go to the tiebreaker. Okay, what does that mean? Well, I already explained. When did you explain it? Oh, about 16 minutes ago when you were taking a shit. Now, look, pal, you know, I thought it was a try. I thought it was terrible. It's not, it wasn't a big black mortal sin. We'll all survive. It's fine. I get it. Okay. You know, it's just one of those things as a viewer, it really pissed me off because I'm sitting there watching this motherfucking thing and I'm going, this is really exciting. There's only one problem. I don't know how many points you got to win this fucking thing. And I see that Djokovic, or whatever the hell his name is, Djokovic, or, Little Red Riding Hood is there. Now, he was a great, great player. Is there, and he's leading Federer 5-1. It looks like it's almost over. I don't know. Federer comes back, wins two more, games or points? Wins two more points. Yeah. Now it's 5-3. And he was a point. I don't know when the thing's going to be over. Until finally I hear somebody, I think it was Fowler, saying, all right, this is the match point right here. Meaning, okay, this is the last point. That means 7 points. Okay. They were changing fucking the service was all different in this tiebreaker and these tiebreaker rules. They were serving twice, then the other guy would serve twice. That was a whole different, fucking different bunch of rules in terms of scoring, who's serving, etc. I've never been more irritated in my life with something so simple than to tell me how many fucking points you need to win your goddamn, and I don't give a shit if, oh, he already said so. I got news for you. It's not like football where most people watch football. It's a very, very popular sport, and people have played football, and we all get that it's 6 points, and there's an extra point, and I understand, okay? But in something, and get listen to this, the tiebreaker had never been used before. In fact, the ruling only came out a few years ago. They said the tiebreaker had never been fucking used before. A fifth set tiebreaker had never been needed before because the opposing players had won by two sets, or they'd reached the seven set, you know, they'd reached the tie at six and went to seven, bang. Now, the rules changed. You got to win by two in the final set until you get to 12, and then you only have to win to one by one. So there's a lot of complicated rules that are different there, and it would have behooved this guy that they had doing the play-by-play, Fowler, or whoever the stupid fucking cunt was that was goddamn directing the thing, or whoever the stupid assholes were that were producing, whoever the fuck you assholes were. You know, let me tell you something, man. I don't do television, but I've been in broadcasting most of my life. It's pretty basic, you know. Let people know what's happening. It isn't a big fucking ask. It's just, yeah, we've got the tiebreaker. First tiebreaker in history, I think they said. So who the fuck has ever even watched this motherfucking thing before? Whoever, who knows what's going on? The first goddamn one that they've ever used, and shit for brains, is sitting there with the McEnroes, I guess trying to impress them with how cool and knowledgeable he was about, you know, that downstroke and the upstroke. Yeah, I bet you know all about strokes, man. You were fucking gripping your dick sitting in that goddamn booth, not saying a goddamn thing, not saying anything. I kept waiting. I love to hear John McEnroe's comments. I think he's fucking great. He's a smart ass sometimes. He gets to the point. He's no fuss, no muss, fantastic. And his brother Pat, same thing. Okay, I got them. Now, what are you doing, Fowler? How did ABC get the rights to this fucking thing? Give it back to NBC or some motherfuckers that know what they're doing. How about that, okay? Or ESPN. Oh, that's right, ESPN. Hey, what's the goddamn time on this piece of shit, okay? That really, it did. It put me in a bad mood, man. I mean, I was fine. It didn't ruin my fucking day, but I'm going, come on, man. What are we talking about here? All right, 6-3. Yeah? What does that mean, man? Djokovic is leading now, 6-3. Yeah, he is. He's pretty well in control. In control of what? Into when? Where? How? Who? What? I was ready to just throw something at the TV, man. You know? So the Dodgers are playing the Sox here, and it's Boston's got a new pitcher, so I don't think things are going all that swimmingly for the Red Sox. The Dodgers were leading 3-2 last I checked. Not that I give a shit. I do, but, you know, still relatively early in the season. I know we're over halfway home, but it's 4-2 Dodgers. This guy just dished up an 88-mile-per-hour, whatever it was he threw. Dodgers, top of the sixth, nobody on, 0-1. Oh, they're just starting the game. No, they must. Is this guy pitching out of the stretch because there's a guy? Oh, there's a guy in first base. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. This is the beginning of the inning. 9.5 games back in the East as Boston Dodgers lead the West. So Kiki Hernandez at the plate. Swung on, ground ball. Okay. No kidding. It was just infuriating, man. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. Don Mixa.
Well, we want to bring Don Mixa on. Don, you've played tennis. I know. Were you a professional?
Margaret, I was, just very briefly.
You played professional tennis where?
I played with World Team Tennis. And
yeah, World Team Tennis is like, it was actually teams of tennis players. What does that mean?
Well, as Robert said, it was teams of tennis players. World Team Tennis was started by Gary Davidson, the same guy that started World Football League and the World Soccer League and the World, excuse me.
What about the, the WHA?
That's it, the World Hockey Association.
Hey, by the way, Bud, what did you think of that song they wrote about you?
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Write all you want about me going, my head going in. But maybe they'll write a song about you, General, about how you maybe, you know.
About how I maybe what?
Well, I don't know, but what if we found out, I don't know what's true, but what if we found out that you couldn't get it up?
You think that's funny, huh?
All right, hold on, gentlemen, hold on. No, I'm just saying, what if we found out?
If you found, friend, you'll never find anything out like that, because it'll never happen.
All right, so That's very good.
All right, let me see something here, man. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Doing. I know what I'm doing. All right, I'm going to go over here to my thingamajiggy. Now, is it motorboat or powerboat? I forget which. Okay, so, Wendy restaurant. Boom, boom. Bang, bang, bong. Testing 1, 2. All right, so let me get this over here. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby, what are you going to talk about with Stevie?
Well, Mr. Henry, it's going to be grand old. It's Butner days. It's old Butner and late kebab days. It's the late kebab and Butner challenge, and it's our annual poker run between late kebab and Butner, and we go from different places.
I'll do it, Steve.
And only problem is I have the goddamn shit. Where are we at here? Oh, here.
But it's Butner days.
And the kebab challenge.
Well, you're trying to put your mouth on the floating kebab.
There are apples painted as tits.
Testing 1, 2. And that's where Bobby there. And then for the first one, Dean, who is... We got Don Mixa is where?
The one on the NYSE 3.
All right, man. Shut up, man. Got 8 miles of fucking cord on this bitch.